Did you delete the other track?
I don't know.
Did you delete?
I don't know. I don't. There isn't anything else here.
Okay. Hit record.
I did. You told me to record. I'm obeying.
Okay,
it's
good.
Recording.
All right, I'm going to hit
some big blue things.
Okay, good.
Are you no sure clue. There's nobody in the kitchen?
There's nobody in the kitchen.
Okay. Sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
This is why I do both laptops.
Hey, I did just fine. I pushed the button. You said record. I hit record. It's recording.
Okay.
Okay. There's nobody in the kitchen?
Nobody in the kitchen.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
Today we're going to discuss the travesty of justice that was Family Feud. And that's all we're going to say about it right now.
Yeah.
We're going to let Dan and Faith kind of bring us...
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
I said up to speed. Up to speed.
Yeah.
Up to speed.
But.
Okay.
Okay. So... Do you want to go
through? So we were watching Family Feud.
You weren't watching Family Feud.
No, you weren't.
You weren't.
Okay.
You
two were watching Family Feud.
You have a life. We, unfortunately.
We do not.
I was there. I was playing I Spy with Helen. I was in the room.
Yes.
You were watching
Family
Feud.
But we've been watching it all day.
Yeah.
Well, this is true. Which explains why you're both so goofy.
Yeah.
So we were watching Family Feud.
Yes.
Feud. And the topic... Was are we gonna start there?
We're gonna start with
Christmas.
The reason why the show is called,
go ahead,
Bloodsucking Goat. The topic was something
okay, so
that is
blood,
referred to as a
bloodsucker.
And you instantly reeled off
all of them,
same,
except for Tick.
So and you listed common
things
like
vampire,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
a lawyer.
Bat,
lawyer, leech. I didn't get leech. She guessed leech before I even
leech.
Thought of
leech.
Number
one
leech.
Answer, but yeah. You would have thought of that.
I would have. And I think
mosquito.
That was mosquito. I thought a mosquito.
Yeah.
And so the first answer she listed off was leech. The second answer they guessed was vampire, but it was lower.
Yes.
Or something. Anyway,
yeah.
So they got it. They got it, and they started guessing. And the first guess was fish.
Seriously,
fish.
We all went, what?
A blood-sucking fish.
But
she didn't even realize how stupid the answer was.
Yeah.
That was the scary thing.
She was like, fish?
It was a genuine guess.
Yes.
Fish?
And
huh?
Fish. I think she was trying to think of sharks, but
yeah.
Even a shark is not really
blood-sucking.
You don't call
thing.
It a blood-sucking
thing. I don't think she understood what blood-sucking
yeah.
was. So anyway,
what did the host do?
The host kind of gives her this look as if to say,
fish?
The color of your hair is blonde. Yes, okay, moving on. And so he checked it and it wasn't there.
It wasn't
surprise,
there.
Surprise. And so he moves on to someone else
they
and they guess
mosquito,
something. They got it right.
Yeah, and they got it right.
And then
they get it right.
He moves on to the next person
oh,
said
boy.
Something that is commonly referred
common
to as a
bloodsucker.
And she
looked him dead in the eye with a straight face and said, goat.
Goat. Goat. Goat.
At which point, Brad pauses the TiVo.
No, I paused.
Oh, sorry. Faith paused the TiVo, and Brad passed out.
I started to hyperventilate.
And
blood-sucking goats! Where do you live?
The crowd... See, the normal thing with Family Feud is when someone gives an answer, the crowd normally claps appreciation.
Yes,
they think, oh, that's
good
idea.
Good answer.
With this, there
was sort of like
scattered applause for... Are we still meant to clap for that? And
that,
laughter.
Is she really that
stupid? It was like this, and then it was...
But this, like, they had made it to two strikes, and it was the one thing they had left, and this was for the game. This
and
was
yes,
you
yes.
know, if you get this one right, then you have the points and you have the game.
Yes.
If you get this one wrong, the other team has the chance to steal
yes.
the points from you, and they will win the game.
Yes.
And she comes up with goat.
Goat.
And
really?
The worst part of the whole story, it gets worse.
There was. See, what else was still out there?
Ticks
were out there.
Yeah, we had ticks. We had fleas, and Brad was convinced on a lawyer.
Yeah, no, there was no lawyer, but mosquito was still out there, I think, or something.
No, they guessed mosquito.
Mm.
Okay.
Anyway,
but
bats.
Bats, yeah. And it went over to the other team, and they decided they were going to go with
fleas.
And it was wrong.
Because so fleas don't suck your blood. They just bite you.
They just bite you.
And the man, do they bite.
Yeah. And so the answer was tick.
Yes.
That they were looking for. Mm-hmm. But
so they lost. So the team that won, that guessed goats and fish. Goats
and fish won.
They win.
They win.
They win.
And then they go on to the last round where you play for $20,000 and they win that.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's because only the first person and the last person who actually ever answered anything correctly were the ones who went to do the $20,000.
Fish girl and goat girl were not in that.
They didn't participate.
But there was another. Remember the other question about
Christmas.
Words that start with pay.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Same girls. Same goat girl. Yeah. Same fish girl.
Same goat and fish girl.
Yeah. And the category was name a word that starts with the prefix pay.
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 And so there was payday, there was payless.
Paycheck.
And paycheck. We're saying payment.
Payment.
Payment yep. was on there. Yes. They guessed pay more.
No, they said pay later.
Pay now, pay later. Yeah.
These are two words. That's not one word.
That's not a word.
That was two words.
What, and he looked at her like...
Yeah, like...
Okay.
Did you hear me say the question?
Okay.
Pay later is two words.
Yeah.
And the other one was pay now.
And then right after she said pay later, the other girl said
pay now.
And her mother was at the end going, these are not my children. And now her mother is owning them.
Her mother had a good guess with payroll, but it wasn't on there.
No, yeah. I would have thought payroll would have been on
payroll
there.
Payroll should have been on
there. That was one word.
Yes.
But payless was on there because payless is one word.
Yes.
And would you believe us if we said that that is not all that we are mad about? There's something worse.
There's something worse than all this.
Sure.
There's something worse than blood-sucking goats.
Yes, there is.
Believe it or not.
The very first category of this show. This is all one show.
Yeah.
The very first category was.
This was a frustrating episode.
It was very frustrating. It was very stressful. Goats. Christmas makes you want to do. Sounds like a very, very bad horror film.
Yeah.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes and Blood-Sucking Goats.
Oh, that was a terrible movie. Has somebody seen that movie, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
Yes, it was hilarious.
Have you seen that movie? I haven't seen it, but I want to.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
It came out like 100,000 years ago, and it's bad.
It's really bad. I mean, like, made in your garage bad.
Yes.
It was like made in a desert somewhere.
You can see
wasn't
the string on the puppets' bed. Like,
there's no puppets.
They just roll tomatoes at people, and then the people start screaming. And
Am I thinking about the gods must be crazy? What's the one with the Coke bottle?
That's gods must be crazy.
I've seen that.
Okay, I'm mixing up the two. Okay, all right. So here's the first category. Christmas makes you something. Christmas makes you want to do right.
Yeah. Wasn't that something? The Christmas spirit makes you want to do.
Okay.
All right. Top answer. The first person says
buy gifts.
Yeah. Buy gifts.
Top answer was shopping.
Shopping.
It wasn't giving. Okay. I said giving. That's got to be
giving
the number
gifts.
One answer.
Giving gifts.
It wasn't giving. It was shopping. Yeah. Not giving, shopping.
Okay. Going to church.
No. Not
one of the top five answers.
No.
What?
No.
Going to church wasn't on the list?
Nope. Not on the top five.
What do you mean? It's Christmas.
I know.
Nope.
Going to church isn't there.
No church.
Not on the list.
They got it.
For that.
Okay. Eating with family or visiting with family or traveling to see family.
No family. Christmas has nothing to do with family.
Family.
Of course not.
Family.
Nope. But it does have something to do with singing.
Singing.
Dancing and partying.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Dancing and partying was on there.
Church and family.
But going to church was not on there.
Yes.
No. Mm-hmm.
We were just as shocked. And then decorating your tree and baking and cooking. But not for your family. Not for friends. So Christmas has nothing to do with family and church.
Nothing.
But everything to do with baking and tree and dancing and singing and shopping.
And you know what? Helen sat there and she said, it's Jesus' birth. Did she not? Jesus' birthday we're supposed to worship. 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 That's got it. Worship.
Worship's
come on, worship. Worship. Worship.
Good answer,
come
good
on,
answer,
get
answer,
it.
Worship.
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 And then it...
I'm sorry, little girl. You have no clue about Christmas.
Yeah.
Your parents must really suck at telling you about Christmas. It's all about getting gifts and shopping.
And we sat there... The four of us, shocked, amazed, Brad,
Christmas.
Still unconscious.
Bewildered.
Christmas. Christmas, blood-sucking goat with an apple in its mouth, right?
Yeah,
that's Christmas.
It's just not right.
so many things about that episode were just so wrong.
So everybody in Texas is dying eating tomatoes. I think it is Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Yeah. It's just salmonella that's doing
Nobody's
it.
Nobody's dying.
Well, there's people sick all over the place. There's outbreaks of salmonella all over the place.
It's just
for people
Texas.
Eating tomatoes.
I saw the little notice at Sonic. Did you see it on the sign today?
No.
No tomatoes?
Yeah, it says, you know, don't eat tomatoes.
Whatever. They said the ones from your garden are fine. That there's no risk from the ones from your garden.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't think.
That's what they said.
Why would that be a concern?
I don't know.
Unless
but they're just saying that you could eat the ones from your garden.
But I can't eat them from the store?
They said not to buy them.
Well, how am I supposed to make pico de gallo?
I don't know.
Get it from the garden.
How am I supposed to have BLT?
We have a plant right back there.
They're still green.
Don't know what to tell you.
And I got to have something shiny or something. The birds are eating all my tomatoes.
Yeah, we got to hang some shiny stuff back there. You know what we should do? We should buy a blood-sucking goat and put it back there to scare off the birds.
That's cheap.
Don't say that. That's something Buford may hear, and he will come in here, and he'll say, where are they? Because that's the kind of thing that he would do.
Yes, that would. See what you did?
Sorry.
Hey there, listen.
See what you did?
I'm so sorry.
About this blood-sucking goat
business. You just gone undone.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know why I said it.
I know y'all are saying this as a joke and laughing and all that stuff, you know, with the blood-sucking goat business.
It's because it is a joke. That don't exist.
Yeah, it ain't funny, man.
We didn't think it was funny.
It ain't funny.
The idea of a blood-sucking goat, we don't find funny.
Good.
Do you find it funny?
No,
Brad?
Can't.
Because it's all fun and games. You come across one of them puppies in the middle of the night with nothing but a little flashlight in your hand and a case of beer.
I bet.
Okay.
It ain't funny no more.
Okay.
Funny that.
I don't know what to say.
So have you come across a blood-sucking goat? They do exist.
Now, I wouldn't exactly say that I'd come across a blood-sucking goat.
So then why is this not funny to you?
I wouldn't, but I wouldn't deny it.
Okay.
Okay.
If you accuse me of it.
Okay. Are you as confused as I am?
I think so.
All
Are
I'm
you
saying
a blood-sucking
is,
goat?
All I'm saying is, you know, you
I
laugh
think
he's and
you he's
joke
a blood-sucking goat.
And all this kind of stuff, and then, you know, you just don't know what you're talking about sometimes. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Because, you know, they got those big old fangs in the front.
Make sure you lock the door tonight.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Because if a goat goes feral, it can't come back.
Okay. So you're talking about vampire like goats or
rabid,
like zombie goats.
Blood-sucking goats, man.
A feral goat?
Yeah,
you just laugh. Yuck it up. Yuck it up. Wait. Just wait.
I shouldn't have opened my mouth. Faith is lost on that one, aren't you?
Oh, man.
Feral, rabid, blood-sucking goats.
What's wrong?
That's a title to a film.
You know what? This is what Dan has done to me. You know what Dan has done to me?
What has Dan done to you?
I have, instead of... today, it's quarter it's quarter to six, okay?
Yes, quarter to six in the afternoon.
Right, and I'm sitting on the couch watching... Millionaire reruns Regis Celebrity Millionaire.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I look at the clock and I go, oh my gosh, it's quarter to six. I gotta make supper.
Meanwhile,
Brad's gonna be home in 15 minutes. I haven't even started supper.
And that supper better be on the table when I get home, too.
And Helen and I had innocently been sitting on the floor playing with Lego for an hour or so.
Uh-huh.
Happy as
lambs.
And then you.
Mm-hmm.
Faith came in, turned on the television, turned it to the Game Show Network because I have her hooked on that now.
Well, it's the only thing we can all watch together.
Yeah. And then...
SpongeBob.
Oh, I guess it's SpongeBob. And I tried to put it on VH1 Classic, and it had pop-up video in the big 80s. And then it had... Her name is Ryu, and
she dances in the sand.
Okay, so, yeah, and so Helen stops.
Her name
stops
is Ryu,
and... Because she's her daddy's child, and she's staring at the song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Her and name is Ryu. And that video wasn't so bad. Was that,
and
that
she
video wasn't
dances
so bad.
In
no, it was
the
fine.
Sand.
Okay, so then it was...
Just like that river
drifted
through the dusty land.
Stop singing. So then it was a culture club.
You call that singing?
Comma, chameleon. Okay, yeah. So...
Well, that's
she's
a good
like,
song, too. If your
so
colors
goes,
were like your dreams, red, gold, and green, red, gold, and green.
Is there
green
a button you can press on
I
and
wish.
Just kind of mutes it?
I wish. Y'all are hurtful. I need like a mute button for his microphone.
Y'all are hurtful.
But she sat there and stared at it. She went, he's funny looking. he looks like a girl. I mean, this video was done in like 1983.
He is funny looking.
Yeah.
He's very funny looking.
He still looks that funny, Brad. He's still
this music
weird
is scaring
looking.
Me.
He still looks that funny? What is this?
I don't know.
There it goes. I didn't realize
that. I didn't know that was the beginning.
I didn't know it had a beginning like that.
What song is this?
Karma Chameleon.
Karma Chameleon.
No, this is the Duran Duran. Rio. This is Rio.
He's trying to turn on his noise canceling headphones.
This is very loud in my headphones.
So I told Helen, I had a big crush on.
You had a big crush on Simon LeBlanc.
I thought he was cute.
Simon LeBlanc?
LeBlanc, wasn't it?
Oh, Simon LeBlanc?
Yeah. And she just kind of looked at me like, why? I don't understand that at all. He was so cute. Him and Kirk Cameron. River Phoenix. But then he died of an overdose, so that was the end of that.
Okay. That didn't come up in the pop-up
thing. You
know
who River Phoenix is?
No.
Here's Karma Chameleon. You don't know who River Phoenix is?
Nope.
Really?
He was in Stand By Me. Ever see that movie?
No.
Oh, that's excellent.
You know
movie.
The kid I showed you last night?
He was in other stuff, too.
Remember I said, that's Will Wheaton from Stand By Me.
No.
You remember that? He doesn't listen to me. It's like having you here. He doesn't listen to me.
You need to see that movie, though. It was good.
That's a good movie. You need to get that.
Okay.
Stand By Me.
But it's got some cussing, so be prepared.
Okay.
Yeah. Protect your sensitive ears.
Yes.
It was written by Stephen King.
It's a good boy movie.
Yep.
Coming
really
of
good.
Age kind of thing.
Okay.
Okay, are we done?
Sorry.
Are we done with blood-sucking goats?
I guess.
Blood-sucking goats. That's what I think. What do you think? Blood sucking goats.
Blood sucking goats?
I think her name is Rio and she dances in the sand.
Just like a blood sucking goat.
We still have 10 minutes. Da, da, da,
da. What?
We
what?
Still have 10 minutes.
We still have 10 minutes to go?
Yeah.
In this
why?
Show?
You don't have to go 10. Why? Because there's no requirement. Nobody's making you
is it
go.
Is the show only
10
minutes.
Minutes
long so far?
So far, the show is 17 minutes long.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be. 20 minutes.
I thought it was 30 minutes.
20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Only when you're here.
Sorry.
Yeah, you just tend to drag these things out.
I'm sorry.
That's about.
Thought it was 10 minutes per person.
Oh, is that?
Oh, that's how it works.
I thought that was the math
per person
on average.
So when Dan goes home
tomorrow.
Know, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
He thinks he's going home.
Which was last week, if you're listening.
Yes.
Yes.
So when he goes home,
I'm not here right now.
No, you're not really here.
No. Creepy.
That is creepy. It's almost as creepy as blood-sucking goats.
So when he goes home, I'm going to have to go back to work.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to have, like, ironing.
Because you know what? I need, like
piled up ironing.
I need, like, laundry, okay?
I'm sorry,
bro. You have
laundry. L-A-N-D-R-Y.
Hey, you spelled it right. Yay.
I'm so proud
spelled
of you.
It right.
Actually, I didn't. I spelled Landry, but...
L-A-U-N-D-R. What's what you said.
Okay, good.
See, does he spell it right?
No.
Blood-sucking goats. Hey, you know, we could start a band called Blood-sucking Goats.
You could. I was thinking that. That sounds like either a really terrible movie or a really good band.
A really terrible movie or a really good band.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the way most of them are, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Dead Milkman, horrible movie,
great
band.
Great band.
All right.
Very good.
And enough is enough, they said.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Somebody said.
People need to go and vent their own frustration about...
So, next time you sit down and you turn your TV on and there's nothing on, go to the Game Show Network. And you, too,
can experience Christmas anarchy.
Yes.
Christmas anarchy with no family and no church.
And blood-sucking goats.
Goats.
Bios con Dios.
Yeah. Bios con Dios, indeed.
Bios con Dios, indeed.
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 Indeed. Y'all making fun of me?
Yeah.
I don't make fun
of you. I said
y'all.
He said y'all.
I didn't even notice.
He said y'all.
He's making fun of us.
He said y'all.
Did you hear that? He's making fun of us.
No, he did it on accident.
Did you?
Yeah.
I could tell.
Did it on accident?
Yes.
I could tell.
He's been hanging out with me.
Yes, I have. We've been watching the Game Show Network.
That's right. And you know what else? He eats Fritos.
He eats Fritos.
Yeah, he had a whole bowl of Fritos.
He had Fritos and peanut butter jelly sandwiches made my way.
Yes. Oh.
Made
peanut
my way.
Jelly, so two of them.
He's in love with them.
I love those.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know, I'm hungry for one.
You know what else he's in love with?
He's going to go make one now.
Blood-sucking goats.
I'm not going to be able to watch Family Feud again without thinking this.
It's too scary. It's the horror version of Family Feud.
From now on, I'm going to see every category they come up with and see if goat works.
Yes. This is a goat. That's my bad answer.
If you are required this week, this is your mission if you choose to accept it, to lead your family into watching the Game Show Network and the Family Channel.
It's fun.
And Family Feud.
It pulls families together.
And during that game, you must yell, blood-sucking goats.
At some point.
At some point. And report back to me to your family's reactions.
Yeah. Ring us in and tell us what category you
number?
Used it from.
Yeah, and what category you used it in.
What's the number? Call in. What's the number?
Wait, you got to give me some warning on that.
I did. You're the one who brought it up. Give you warning. He's the one who brought it up that I have to give him warning.
Well, you can contact us at comments at twoblindsquirrels.com or... If I can get there, if you go to twoblindsquirrels.com, it's right on the top of the page, the phone number.
Do call-ins, because we get through those eventually.
Tomorrow.
Maybe.
Tomorrow, I promise we will do call-ins.
Yes.
Yes.
And you will not read out a list of everybody's name and take 10 minutes.
Promise.
On one call. Yes.
Do I have to promise to that?
Yes.
Seriously, do you want people to listen?
Of course I want people to listen.
Okay, stop the madness.
What's the number?
206-350-6956. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Call in and leave your blood-sucking goat responses.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to go home and I'm going to watch a game of Family Feud because we get the Australian version.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
And I'll ring you and tell you what one I did.
You ring me and tell me.
Which one you answered blood-sucking goats on. What was the category? What was the question answered blood-sucking goats?
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.